This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A little bit more on trade now, which, by way of reminder, has two main parts. The steel and aluminum tariffs, which are being applied and have gone into effect with various exemptions, it should be said, on everybody on the planet. And then the separate set of tariff back and forth that the United States is having with China. And on that part, there is some confusion. American negotiators had told CNN that China has offered to cut its trade surplus, that is, our trade deficit with Beijing, on which the president continues to be focused, by $200 billion. The Chinese say that's not true. But whichever is the case, there are some problems with that idea. How many problems? Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
The president basically wants China to buy more than twice as much stuff from the U.S. as it does right now.
There's the problem that it's simply impossible.
Eric Altbach is with the Albright Stonebridge Group. He's also a former deputy assistant U.S. trade representative. The U.S. economy is at full capacity. There's not really any room to just whip up $200 billion worth of more production.
So the single biggest product we export is $16 billion worth of aircraft and parts. And, you know, in order to dramatically increase that, Boeing, for example, would have to stop meeting its obligations to other customers in other markets.
Now, increasing U.S. exports over time, in general, would not be a bad thing, says Brad Setzer with the Council on Foreign Relations.
But I don't think you're going to get there with flashy commitments to buy more soybeans.
The Albright Stonebridge Group's Eric Altbeck goes further.
When you look at the sort of obsession with zeroing out bilateral trade deficits with all of our trading partners, it's sort of economically irrational.
Irrational for a lot of reasons, primarily that it completely misses the biggest problem plaguing the U.S.-China trade relationship.
The real issue is the openness of the Chinese economy, the fact that American corporations do not have access to markets in China.
Robert Daly is director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States at the Wilson Center. He says Chinese law forces U.S. companies there to share their technology, and Chinese companies outright steal it. Additionally, the Chinese government subsidizes or controls many Chinese firms.
Making an adjustment to the trade deficit doesn't come close to approaching these issues.
Addressing the real issues, he says, would require changes in China's overall approach to its economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.